The Edinburgh Reporter has interviewed a range of politicians from all parties, and the following interview is part of our Holyrood 2021 series. The election takes place on 6th May, when there will be around 50 or so candidates standing, either for a constituency seat or as a list candidate. Here I was speaking to Kenny McCaskill, who is MP for East Lothian and who has just joined the ALBA party, defecting from the SNP, and Alex Arthur, who's a champion, a former champion boxer, and who is now also a Lothian list candidate for the ALBA party, which has only been set up for a week now. I'll ask Alex first. Alex, why have you joined this new party?
Well, of course, back in 2013, I was quite heavily involved with the Yes campaign. I managed to rally around loads of sports people and get everyone on board. And I'm just a massive believer in independence. I just think that we should be an independent country. Now, my reasons are coming from a sporting reason. That, you know, that's, I've got to be really honest about that. Not for a political reason, but for a sporting reason. And my dream of boxing in the Olympic Games was dashed back in the year 2000. And I largely think that that's partly to do with the fact that I had to compete through GB Sport and not through Scotland. As you probably well know, I won a gold medal for Scotland in the Commonwealth Games, and I was a favourite to medal at the Olympics. But for some reason or other, I wasn't included in a lot of the GB stuff, and they seem to have their own pathway towards the Olympics and stuff. And anyway, I refused to go to the last qualifier. So from my point, it's coming from a sporting background, and to see athletes not have to go through that system anymore and compete just for Scotland, where we're perfectly capable of bringing through our own athletes. I don't believe we need to go to England to be told what to do by coaches and stuff there, who have clearly got their own athletes in mind first. That's my reason, really, yeah.
Okay, and what else would you bring to the political table? I mean, we're going to talk about independence a lot in this conversation, I'm quite sure, but have you always been political?
No, I haven't been political, no. My father was always interested in politics, me not so much. I've been a sportsman since I could stand, really. I was a national champion at 12 years old, and my whole career has revolved around sports. The only political standpoint that I've ever had was that I've always believed that Scotland can look after itself, and we don't need to be governed or directed or told what to do by Westminster, and you know, it's always been my belief from a very young age, and it's still the same now.
Let me turn to Kenny McCaskill, who of course is a former MSP and Justice Secretary and currently is an independent MP for East Lothian. I asked him, why has he joined the ALBA party?
Because I think it's situation critical for Scotland. I obviously did leave the Scottish Parliament with intent of pursuing a different career. I was writing books on Scottish history and a biography of Jimmy Reid. It was a great pleasure. And in 2019, I was approached by some people about standing once again. I gave it a lot of thought because I was actually enjoying being a writer and a columnist and just doing my own thing. But it seemed to me one more push and we could deliver an independent Scotland. The outcome of the election, I was returned for the SNP, saw a Tory majority on 40% of the votes. And what we've seen now is Brexit imposed upon us, trade deals coming that will threaten our NHS and social services, an escalation of nuclear warheads, raising an arms race once again. So I think the time has come. We have to get out. It's not going to be changed through Westminster. There is no change coming there in the near future. And I just think that's why we need an independent supermajority. ALBA aren't standing in constituencies. We're standing on the list. I've left the SNP because I have issues in internal democracy and some particular aspects, but we're seeking to work with them to add to the independence cause in Parliament and to tip us over from being a Scottish government asking for a referendum to the Scottish Parliament saying that the people of Scotland have spoken and we want our independence.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.